Now, Saudi Arabia is pressing ahead with its war against Yemen, pounding the impoverished country from land and air. In the latest attack, Saudi mercenaries shelled residential areas in Matoun district of Jowf province with artillery. At least one woman was killed and some other people wounded. Meanwhile, Saudi warplanes bombed a communications network in Souda district of the northwestern province of Amran. There are no reports of casualties from the air attack. Jet fighters also bombarded two areas in Baqim district in the province of Saada with cluster bombs. Over 9,600 Yemenis, mostly civilians, have been killed since the start of the Saudi aggression against the country. International rights groups have repeatedly criticized Saudi Arabia over its war in Yemen. Joining us now via Skype from Erbil is Joel Loria, an independent journalist and author. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Loria. Now, the war on Yemen continues unabated from the end of March 2015, and it seems that it's the civilian debt toll that is mounting. Why is it that Saudi Arabia continues to insist upon achieving its strategic objectives there?
Well, I think this is a completely unnecessary war. And the Americans were never really keen on it, actually. You have to remember, it started, what was going on when it started were the negotiations between the P5+1 and Iran over the nuclear deal. And I believe, although I don't have firm evidence, but I think if you look at what happened, the United States let the Saudis blow off some steam to be distracted in this ridiculously unnecessary war in Yemen. So they backed it, and they have backed it. So it also gave an opportunity for Mohammed bin Salman to assert his power in Saudi Arabia, and of course for the Americans and Britain to make a lot of money on arms sales. The U.S. has sold more than $20 billion worth of weapons since the war began in March 2015. Another thing was exaggerated as a cause for the war was the Iranians' influence on the Houthi. Even the State Department spokesman, shortly after the war began in 2015, said that Iran, I quote, had no operational influence in Yemen. So why is this happening? As I say, the U.S. let Saudi go war to distract them, but Saudi Arabia has always controlled Yemen, and they wanted to put their guy back on in power, Hadi. The problem is, at the time the war began, just at the first day of the bombing, Jamal Benamar, who was the UN envoy, he told me in a story I wrote for the Wall Street Journal, before he told the Security Council, that he was very close to a deal. The Houthi had agreed to withdraw from Sana'a. They had agreed to have 20% representation in the cabinet and in the parliament. There was going to be 30% women in the cabinet and the parliament. They agreed to everything except the presidency was the issue. They agreed to let Hadi even come back, but he would have to have a strong vice president, or he would have to have a three-member presidency. And this the Saudis were not to let Hadi do, so he scotched a deal, and the bombing began. The Saudis did not want a deal to work out. But in the end of the day, the Houthi will have to be part of a government in Saudi Arabia. They cannot be destroyed through this unnecessary and ruthless war on the people of Yemen. And again, the peace deal that broke down at the end of July, beginning of last month, once again, it was rejected by the Houthi because they had no role in the future government. There was no.
Indeed, and let me just jump in there, Mr. Loria. At the same time, we're also seeing Yemen itself launch its own political process, which does not include Hadi or his officials. Doesn't that give Saudi Arabia an indication that perhaps it would be better off should Hadi be part of that process?
Well, I mean, as I said, he could have been part of a process if he allowed his power to be diluted, and he refused. I don't see either side backing down, unfortunately, and now we've seen the war begin as brutal as it's been throughout the whole time. And what we're seeing, one change we're seeing is inside the U.S. A few congressmen are starting to speak out to try to end this and get U.S. Government to stop supporting the Saudi war. There's been a bill introduced in the House and in the Senate in the U.S. to get the U.S. to stop funding this war as long as Saudi Arabia targets and their coalition target civilian targets, which we now have evidence of overwhelmingly by Human Rights Watch, Amnesty, and by a UN expert panel in February, which said that the Saudis have deliberately targeted hospitals, schools, etc. So we hope that could, those of us who want this war to end, that this movement in the U.S. can go somewhere. But unfortunately, one of the congressmen, Congressman Liu of California, wrote to the State Department and never got an answer. He wrote to the White House with 12 other congressmen. They never got an answer. So there doesn't seem to be any interest in the executive branch, in the White House, and in the State Department to end this war. And they're going to continue to support Saudis. Now, if the Houthis have their own plan to cut out Hadi, that won't go anywhere either, as we obviously know, because Saudi Arabia will never accept that.
Okay, we'll have to wait and see how this pans out. That's Joe Loria, independent journalist and author, joining us via Skype from Erbil. Mr. Loria, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.